promised you an interview this morning at 10 past 8. Well, the time has just gone 10 past 8 on the morning drive. I've got a whole lot of questions prepared for J. Ross, but I feel like, J. Ross, you might just be throwing all my questions out the water over here this morning. I mean, you've come in here real early this morning, just making sure that you are here.
Yes.
No delays with traffic and all those kind of things in the mornings.
Yep.
And really being entertaining us this morning. But I think it's just so fitting that I give you a fantastic introduction as to who J. Ross is. If you don't know him, well, you're going to know now that he is a multi-award-winning gospel singer. Yes, he has been in this industry for many, many years and doing so many great things for his work in the gospel industry. But the main reason why he's over here is because we're here to honor him for his outstanding entrepreneurial work that he has been awarded with as Entrepreneur of the Year at the Africa Legendary Awards. Absolutely. In fact, you know what? If you want a bit of an applause, I think we should give you that. That is definitely something to be celebrating. You were recently in Nigeria to accept that award.
Yes.
Award that is.
So, I mean, the awards were in Nigeria, in Abuja. I didn't personally go because obviously I had quite a lot of things that I'm busy with here at home, back at home. So I had to send a whole acceptance speech and, you know, so I'm really honored to be honored with this award, because I mean, obviously it is a responsibility for us change makers to create an inclusive and prosperous, equitable Africa and a place for young people to thrive, you know, and give them those platforms for them to excel in the gifts that God has given them. So yeah, I'm very excited and, you know, I'm looking forward to doing more work in our country and also in the entire continent of Africa.
Yeah, J. Ross, I tell you, this award, the Africa Legendary Award, is significant because it impacts various fields of business, also in education, arts and culture, and social entrepreneurship. As a citizen of the kingdom of God, it's even more impactful, right?
Amen.
And that's why more clout and more weight carries with this award, right?
Amen. I mean, yes, definitely. I mean, it is a symbol of hope that we're trying to drive. And obviously, like you said, being part of this amazing kingdom of God, you know, it gives us more responsibility, you know, to actually drive a positive change in life. And so people can see this God of ours through us, you know, because sometimes, not even sometimes, always, we are the Bible that people don't read, you know. So some people don't even pick up the scriptures and read them, but they watch us Christians and see how do we go about our day and how do we love people and how do we serve people. So, and I think it's very important to always, you know, drive that positive change and show people that, you know, people in the kingdom are like this. This is how we go about our day. We go about our day loving people and opening up doors for people and etc. Yeah.
It also takes away from that whole mindset of you need to be in full-time ministry to be effective in the kingdom. No, you are in entrepreneurship. You are in the music industry.
Yes.
And you are being an influencer in that. And so people can be also in the workplace. You do not 100% need to be in full-time ministry. In fact, you probably are more effective
out there
in the workplace.
Yes. No, definitely. I mean, I think the mission starts the minute you walk out of church. I think when we go to church is where we learn how to actually, you know, impact people's lives. But excuse the pun. But, you know, when we go out there, that's when the actual work starts. You're going to work, going to school and driving, even driving outside here, you'd find a taxi driver going, driving on the pavement. And, you know, if you react in a certain way, then it takes away who you are. But, you know, sometimes it's very important to be aware that, you know, being a kingdom minded person, you know, you need to act in a certain way and live in a certain way. And always remember that when you're out there, you're representing Jesus, you know.
It really is. I was looking at the scriptures this morning in James 1 verse 26. Those who consider themselves religious and yet do not keep a tight rein on their tongues deceive themselves and their religion is worthless. And that is also just another way in which we are effective in the kingdom, by the way, that we respond differently in our words.
Sure.
For those that do not know about J. Ross, which is quite difficult to, hard to believe, but maybe there are new listeners to Impact Radio.
Yeah.
Maybe people just got saved and they found this radio station and they are new to Christian music.
Mm.
What does worship music mean to you as an artist?
Sure. So let me just go back. I mean, worship, obviously the music is part of worship, you know, worship to God. And I think worship is a lifestyle. It begins again with when you wake up in the morning and how do you love your wife? How do you love your kids? How do you make the coffee for your favorite person? And it's a form of worship. Spreading love is a form of worshiping God, because that's what he encourages us to do. So, you know, so for me, it means a lot. It's about the lifestyle that you live as a Christian and a born again believer. It's how much you read your word and how much time you spend with the Lord, you know. So that's for me, it kind of like, solidifies a true worshiper. And I believe that, you know, as worshippers of the Lord, you know, it's not just about the singing. Like I said, it's about how do we live our lives. You know, it's an entire focus on a born again believer, how you live your life. The entire I'm trying to find the word, but it's running away now. You know, sometimes English, you're out. So, but it's the holistic, your holistic life. How do you live your life out? You know, how do you say hello to people? Do you bring a smile to the next person? Do you love your neighbor? Do you understand? So that is a form of worship to the Lord. So I think if we get that part right, and then now when we come and sing to him, it just now solidifies our life and our life of worship to the Lord. Amen.
Absolutely. Definitely. Yeah. Besides being a musician, you also are a sound producer for TV shows and many more other things. So there we see once again that you might not always be in the Christian sector, but you are being an influencer in the media.
Yes,
and
the media space.
I think today's, well, the media is really going and advancing, and it's up to us as Christians to make sure that we are ahead of the world's media.
100%. And look, I was actually having this conversation with my wife yesterday. We were watching a concert, and we looked at the symbols that the enemy was putting in their concerts. And we were like, you know, as Christians, we also need to step up our game, because at the end of the day, you know, it's getting darker and darker. But you know what? The beauty about the light, just the smallest light, when you put it into the dark, it illuminates. And that's the most beautiful thing about us being in the kingdom and Christians, you know, that we are the light in this darkness. And this world is getting darker and darker. And guess what? This now gives us the ability to be more out there and shine God's light.
Exactly. We're not to step back now. We need to no longer retreat, but actually advance the kingdom, use our talents and our gifts to do so, as you have done so.
Come on.
And us too, we are able to do the same for the kingdom. At the end of the day, it's not for our own glory.
Come on,
J. Ross. Yes. And I feel that you understand that, having won this amazing award and being recognized in Africa for your entrepreneurial abilities at the Africa Legendary Awards. You're understanding that and knowing that it's not for your glory.
Mm-mm.
It's for the glory of the Lord, and he can use you in that sector.
100%. That is one thing that I've realized. And I mean, becoming born again, and I mean, coming from a circular space where, you know, as an artist, you chase fame and you want people to kind of like glorify you and stuff like that. And I think obviously as human beings, we are born with a thirst. And unfortunately, that thirst, we start looking for things to quench that thirst. And people get lost because now they don't realize actually this thirst is for God. And, you know, once you realize that, okay, this thirst now is for Jesus, and you start pursuing Jesus, then remember, he says, out of him shall flow everlasting waters, you know, waters that will give you life. So this, when you drink from his well, you'll never thirst again. So I think once you understand that and you go to his well and start drinking from his water, you will realize that that glory must never come to you. It must always be directed back at him.
Yeah, you know, through you back to Christ.
Amen.
Very, very well put. Jay Ross,
yeah.
We get to listen to you and Griff every Saturday between 4 and 6 o'clock.
Yes.
That is in the afternoon.
Yes.
It's great to have you guys on air. You're bringing in a really different flair and different style to Impact Radio, attracting listeners from all over the world, from America, from the UK, Europe as a whole.
Yes.
And the whole foreign exchange. Let's talk about that, the vision behind that.
Yeah, so, and again, thank you to the team, the awesome team here at Impact for letting Griff and I, you know, to come and explore this amazing idea that God put in our spirits. And, you know, foreign exchange is about obviously exchanging the different cultures within the kingdom and us understanding how the churches and how the musicians and how the other born again believers do what they do in America and in Europe or here in the continent of Africa. So it's about exchanging all of that and sharing our gifts. And obviously this is just to expand the kingdom and bring people in and out. So it's an export import thing where, you know, we are really trying to now unite the kingdom of God, because that when the Lord comes back, he wants to find his body united. He doesn't want to find us disjointed. And, you know, we are driving a positive message also to the other religions that look at us as born-again believers and Christians and say, but those guys are not united. And, you know, they're trying to get us to be born again, but look at them. There's all these denominations, that one and that one, but yet we're preaching the same gospel. We are preaching the same Jesus. So, yeah, this is the message that we're trying to drive now, uniting all these continents, the countries and all of that.
Jay Ross, when you say that, I also sense, and we know that in society we tend to look at people's differences and then criticize people for their differences. But in the kingdom of God, we need to look at each other's differences and see it as strength to bring as unity in the kingdom of God. So definitely something that is really special is the show Foreign Exchange on a Saturday, 4 to 6 p.m. Local artists, American artists, all kinds of artists from all over the world are listening and also being interviewed. August, you want to give a little bit of a throw forward, or are you going to see that as a surprise?
Yes. So in August, we're going to be hosting Erica Campbell here on Impact. So I am very excited to have her here. For me, it's going to be my first time meeting her in person and also interacting with her. So, I mean, I've been on her show online, but it's someone that I grew up like oh wow, that worship is quite good. So now she's coming to Impact. I'm like, oh Jesus, thank you Lord. So yeah, I'm looking forward to, you know, the more exciting things that are going to be happening here. And God is good, you know.
God really is good. Jay Ross, thank you so much for your time this morning. It has been so special to have you here on The Morning Drive. Looking forward to listening to your show on a Saturday between 4 and 6 p.m. Great artists, Erica Campbell. If you are a fan of hers, stay attuned to Jay Ross's socials, also Impact Radio socials, when we will be announcing when she will be in studio. Jay Ross, thank you once again.
Thank you.